Okay. Knobcast meeting 1.0. Andy?
Present.
Greg?
Present.
And Ed? Present. We're all here. We're starting. Welcome to the original Knobcast. And we're here in the Dome Studios of Massachusetts, ready to bring you some hilarious shit.
That's putting a bit of pressure on, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to start high. Start high, aim low.
Tell me what to say, please.
Whatever you like, Andy.
Okay. Thank you.
So, I guess I interesting.
I think we might need an agenda before we start our podcast.
Well, I was trying to get to that. I think the original...
I did no get an agenda, Jenny.
You did no? Yes. You did no get an agenda? No.
I'm sorry? What was that, Greg?
He did no get an agenda. Right. Leave a massage. No. Well, I think the first thing was Flight of the Conchords.
I think this is clearly another practice run.
Yes, yes, it is. Very quite much so.
Not as easy as we thought.
The no. test one was much
We should
better.
Definitely have... a little sort of written outline of what we should move to, topics we should go to, kind of thing.
Right.
Ahead of time. I don't think we can freestyle.
Actually, I think it's the exact opposite. I think when we try to do something structured, everyone tends to freeze up and not...
No.
Yeah.
I'm not saying structured. I'm just saying that, like, you would have a list of different topics we'd want to, like, maybe go to. You wouldn't, like... scripted in any way, but you would just be able to look at the list and say, okay, so let's talk about this kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, so that we'd know that we could fill out the time with different topics.
I think that's a good idea.
If you wanted to talk about something that wasn't on the list, that's fine. But if we ran out of things to think about, we'd at least have a list there that we could like look at for ideas that we could go to.
I agree.
Okay.
Well, right, and that was part of my message the other day. It was a couple things. Flight of the Conchords, The Office, disgusting bathroom habits.
Yeah. I think we covered those.
Why they were not so disgusting.
We'll have to paste that in.
Right, okay. The George Bush, Why the World Hates America.
I got a thought about that. Like, yes, we can talk about that.
Well, don't blow your load now.
Right.
No. I don't know if we're really... I mean, we can talk about it from a sort of pedestrian kind of standpoint.
Exactly.
But we're not real sort of like political experts.
Do we claim to be?
We might come off as being complete asses when we... I mean, not that we care, but we might come off as being people that know nothing about anything, really.
Well, is it any different than when we're at Reraz or some such, going on and on?
Exactly.
That's true. Yep. We just might show the world our ignorance.
As if the world will be listening.
I also think
will.
That...
How could they not?
I also think that once we agreed that we were going to start the podcast officially, everyone clammed up.
It was tough.
Or it was awkward.
Right. And now that we've decided this was a test, everything's smooth again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So why don't we do another test?
Quote unquote.
But yeah, we definitely need an outline.
Yeah, some sort of a, yeah.
Just a safety net to turn to. Yeah. I'm sure like Gervais and co. have something.
Right. I think we should ask the... present
act
thing because that was too much of a like scripted beginning, like right from the beginning. Once that scripted part was over, we were like,
well, that was good, but where do we go from there?
Yeah. Actually, you know what we need is a laugh track.
Yeah.
So that the audience knows when it's time to laugh.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Exactly.
No. No. All right.
Dead silence.
Oh, boy. This, yeah.
Not
well,
easy,
you know
is
what?
It?
This is what I, and this is what I expected. No. Like I said, 3, 4, 5 times. I'm like, the first few are going to be tough. So
I can hear my breathing. See that?
My advice to you is to not breathe on top of the microphone.
Should I back? Like, what is my volume like if I'm back this far?
I can hear it.
It's fairly low.
It's low. So maybe I should be back this far so I'm not breathing up against it, but have me cranked up a little bit.
Crank
more
up a bit more?
Yeah.
Crank Andy up.
Yeah.
Crank him up.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. Crank it up a bit. Yes. Crank it more. Crank it. Yes.
Oh. Oh yes. That's lovely.
Just be careful not to come up on the mic too far then.
since we've cranked you a bit.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Give us a something. Give us a ditty. give us the Knopcast theme.
I'm not going to do that again.
No, just to get the levels.
I don't know if it was received too well, so I'm going to refrain from doing that again.
Interesting.
Yes, yes. Until I win you guys over with the pure cheese that it is.
I enjoyed it.
How did it go? Thank was it something you, like Knobcast? Knobcast.
Yes. There you
it's
go.
It's time for another Knobcast.
Yes, yeah, pretty much.
Knobcast, something like that. Yeah, and then, yeah.
But what I'm saying is memorable, right?
Yeah, I remember
there you go.
Half of it.
And then people would be... People will listen to it and be singing along with it, and yes, it will brighten their day.
I think he's right.
They'll be humming it at their cubicles.
Yeah, they'll be walking around their offices, and they'll be saying to themselves or singing to themselves.
Yep. Do, thank you.
Do, and they won't even know where it
there
came from.
There you go. See that little doodle doodle?
Yeah, that was good.
That? Yeah,
that's what we need. Right, something doodly in the background.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
Then right.
Do.
That's it. And that's another Knobcast. Wow. Right.
I guess I got my work cut out for me.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well.
Greg, you've been a bit silent over there.
Yeah.
You all right?
Maybe I'll try noodling around. I'll bring up the keyboard from the basement.
Please
and,
do.
Even if I can just record it so that you can flesh it out a bit more on your keyboard. There you go.
Sounded close. It was all
right. That was Knobcast right there.
Knobcast. Ready? Okay. Knobcast. No, you're too slow. You're too slow.
Give me the first note.
The first note is Knobcast. Knobcast.
No, that's the first four notes.
Knob. Right.
What note would that be for knob there? Just a
E.
E. That's what I thought of when I thought of knob. The musical representation of a knob would be the E note.
Kind of like knob E. It's a bit knobby, yeah? Okay, right.
My question as sort of a first-time listener to this Knobcast is...
And contributor.
Well, what's the story with the knob? Like, what's the derivation of that? Why call it Knobcast?
It's an interesting question, Greg.
Thanks.
Are
you from New Zealand?
Sometimes. No, I'm from... Franklin, but
close
enough.
No, but seriously, what's the story with Knobcast?
That's an interesting question, Greg.
Thank you.
I think Andy might be able to. Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't know if I would have it straight because you were the one that came up with the phrase Knobcast.
Yes,
but,
I did.
I would say that collectively we have been known as Knobs or the Knobs for some time now.
To people everywhere or just within
to
our own?
To ourselves.
Right.
Yes.
So the three of us.
Yes.
What about to a first-time listener in America who may not be familiar with what the word knob means?
I guess it's kind of an easier on the ears term for, the male genitalia.
You mean one's John Thomas?
Correct.
Now, for first-time listeners who may not be familiar with what John Thomas means...
It's your pee-pee.
Gotcha.
Yep. That's what you were digging for, wasn't it, Craig?
Well, I just think that people may want to know. Now, my follow-up question then would be... Why are you, Ed and Andy, so obsessed with knobs?
Probably just because it's a funny word and
funny.
Yeah, well, there's been various instances of it in recordings and video that we've heard, seen, or enjoyed.
Well, when one is called knob, isn't that sort of an insult or sort of a derogatory term?
Yes, but we're taking it back. Yes,
that's right. Yes, it can be. If you're driving along the street and you see a sweet parking spot and someone pulls in and takes it before you get there, you bloody knob. But
now, for those people who aren't familiar with the term bloody knob.
Oh, jeez. All right, enough. I think they get it. But the point is, you take something when you call someone a nub, and it's like, you know, it could be a bad thing, but...
Like someone in America might call someone a jerk, then.
Yeah, but right. And it's lesser insulting as maybe like if you called someone a dick.
Yes.
So...
And to further what Ed was saying, I agree that it is just a funny sounding word. And it was probably the hit television show, The Office from the UK, that really got us into the word, or gave us full appreciation of the word knob in its different uses.
Good point. Yeah.
Knob rot.
Oh, he's got knob rot off some tart.
Yes.
Hmm. Mark Paxton. Knob end. In case you were wondering.
Knob end, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Twat and a knob in, Gareth.
Yep.
Right. Now, so does that answer your question sufficiently, Greg?
But in terms of the history of it...
Do you want to see my knob?
Right. Do you need physical evidence?
No, I'm good, thanks. But I'm curious...
Knob alert.
Was there any influence from Carl Pilkington?
Well, yeah, that was maybe the audio part of it, yes.
Yes,
I don't
want
to go on too long.
Yes,
but,
another brilliant Ricky Gervais project.
Mm. Yeah, it was kind of the whole inspiration for the Knobcast was that I personally thoroughly enjoyed the Ricky Gervais show, which was a podcast that aired from late 2005 to about... yeah, well, you asked, my friend, you asked. And anyway... See, Greg gets bored because he never bothered to listen to them. Andy and I, at least.
Well, no,
to them.
I'm just saying. No. Well, how much detail do we need? Do we need to know that it ran from November 2005 through February 2006?
If you were going to contribute anything other than questions, maybe we could fly along here. But
I know. I'm just curious. For example.
It's like you're interviewing Ed, the whole Knobcast.
Well, and it's not even like an interview. It's like his general questioning method of, you know, kind of beating around the bush trying to get to the point that he wants you to say.
But I did it the last one where I asked you how it was, how your toilet experience was. But it's very easy for the questioner because they don't have to think on their feet too much.
Exactly, and I think that's why Greg's taking this route.
No, I think it's also easy for the person you're asking the question to because it sort of gives them something to talk about.
Due to some offensive comments made by Knob the Elder, this part of the Knobcast has been edited.
He's a cock. For the record, I disagree.
It's still been edited.
Fuck you.
Wah, wah, wah.
Ruined.
What do you mean ruined?
You've ruined the whole thing.
I apologize, Knobland, for the comments and words of Knob the Elder.
Knob the Elder is no longer with the Knobcast.
He will be replaced.
We'll just use the recording. You're fired, Greg. You're fired.
Recording from the practice run.
Yeah, it'll just
throughout five seasons, we'll use what we have so far.
Right, just the same three questions.
I see by the clock.
Yeah, I see by the clock on the wall. What was a knob?
I could make you a recording, but it would contain the...
Well, yes, that's true. Right.
Knob the Elder, what do you think?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But going back to Mr. Pilkington.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We'll have to cut that out. Yeah, well, going back, well, I do have the I Could Eat a Knob at Night t-shirt on, so.
And what's the history of that phrase?
Oh, boy. It's just basically, Jenny Goulden on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in British television had to eat a knob, a young kangaroo knob, and Carl claimed that he...
We've only got 30 minutes for this Knobcast,
yes.
So...
Well, Carl claimed that he couldn't eat a knob in the morning, but if you filled his belly
with... Is
this
a human knob?
It was a kangaroo knob.
Oh, thank you.
Tiny kangaroo knob. And if you could fill his belly with rice, he'd be more than happy to eat a knob at night. So knobs in general...
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it is what it is. A knob is a knob is a knob.
Well, I think we've fully explored that then.
Yeah. So that's Knobcast for you. And the effect
sounds
that
brilliant.
Yeah, we affectionately call each other Knobs.
Affectionately?
Well, yeah, and not in a derogatory sense, more of a...
What would you say we go by? Is Greg, for instance, known as Large Knob?
Easy with that laughter.
Yeah, no, no, he's definitely not, as far as I know, known as Large Knob.
No, I believe it's Knob the Larger.
No, well, Knob the Elder.
Elder, your Larger, knobs, it's the same thing.
You know.
I believe, isn't it a truism that one's knob continues to grow throughout your life?
No, you're thinking of your ears.
Cartilage.
Correct. Sharks.
Dead space. That cannot happen in a true Knobcast.
Well, see that's the part where it pauses, and then you put it in like, and then we come back, and then like you just start up with the new thing. I predicted that, didn't I?
Yes. That's
I don't
a good
know
idea.
If we should. Yeah, that's kind of like a bit hack though.
No.
To edit it after the fact.
No, Gervais did it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't notice it so much in Gervais.
Yeah,
it
they'll be in a conversation. They'll be like, oh, and then all of a sudden, you know, someone will say something.
Okay.
And then they'll be like, oh, and then you'll hear like.
Clearly, we're going to need to do that.
What we should have inserted in there is DJ Reach Around's version of I Could Eat a Knob at Night.
We can still do that.
Sure we could.
Yep.
I'd also like to insert Corky Buček's hit song as well.
Yes. Bing, bang.
Oh, you know what?
Bing, ding, 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 ding.
Well, is that copyrighted?
Is it?
Mm.
Yep. You can really?
You can't, yeah, you can't.
Do you know about that? Can you perform songs?
You can perform your own, but you can't produce. You can't. We couldn't stick in an
MP3. What about we call it Ding Dang instead of Bing Bang?
No.
But I don't think we're selling the song. You know what I mean?
You still can't do it. You still can't broadcast copyrighted material.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm sure people do it, but.
What do you think? Corky Buček's going to come from wherever he...
Romania.
Is it Romania?
I think he's actually from Romania. Well, maybe Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Corky Buček.
He would not like him if he was from Romania.
Okay.
Something happened again. We lost our left channel.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit crackly.
Yeah.
What did I do the last time to fix it? Well, you know what? Let's close this practice session.
Okay, done.
It is a practice then.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I was going to say, it's good. It's a good
18 minutes it lasted.
Yeah.
Wow. 18?